Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI Agents Bible 5 Books in 1 by Tomas Dilek is a practical guide to building agentic AI systems with no code tools. Positioned within the fast-growing field of generative AI automation, the book focuses on helping non-coders move beyond ordinary prompting toward designing AI agents that can follow instructions, use tools, and participate in repeatable workflows. Its central purpose is implementation rather than theory. Readers are introduced to custom GPTs, NateNen, and Make. Calm is accessible platforms for creating automations that can support business, marketing, operations, and productivity tasks. The book is structured as a broad beginner to pro resource, combining foundations, workflow design, deployment thinking, examples, and bonus materials. Its emphasis is not simply on making AI produce better answers, but on giving AI a defined role inside a larger process. This makes the book part instruction manual, part automation playbook, and part business-oriented guide to applied agentic AI. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving from prompt-based assistance to delegated AI agent workflows. A central idea in AI Agents Bible is the distinction between using AI as a conversational assistant and designing AI as a delegated worker inside a process. Ordinary prompting often keeps the human at the center of every step. The user asks, reviews, rewrites, copies output, and manually decides what happens next. Dilek frames agentic AI as a shift away from this pattern. An agent is useful not merely because it can generate text, but because it can operate within a defined job. Follow rules, call tools, and contribute to an outcome with less constant supervision. This distinction matters because many beginners mistake better prompts for full automation. The book treats prompts as only one component of a larger agent design. A workflow must include the task goal, the agent role, the input source, the available tools, the output format, and the handoff to another system or person. This approach is especially relevant for non-coders because it makes delegation understandable without requiring software engineering concepts. The practical implication is that readers learn to think of AI not as a chatbot to be entertained or queried, but as a process component that can be assigned bounded responsibilities. Secondly, writing agent instructions with roles, tools, boundaries, and failure rules. The book places strong emphasis on instruction design, because an AI agent without clear operating rules is difficult to trust in real workflows. The reference framework, described in the available materials as an agent-ready upgrade, focuses on defining what the agent is supposed to do, which tools it may use, what limits it must respect, and what it should do when a task becomes uncertain or fails. This is more concrete than general prompt engineering, because it addresses the conditions under which an agent acts, not only the wording of a request. For example, a content agent, research agent, or operations assistant needs more than a goal. It needs rules about source quality, formatting, escalation, error handling, and acceptable autonomy. The reasoning behind this is straightforward automation, magnifies both good instructions and weak instructions. If a human reviews every output, ambiguity may be manageable. If an agent is connected to NateN or Make, calm and performs repeated tasks, vague guidance can create inconsistent or risky results. By foregrounding boundaries and fallback behavior, the book teaches readers to design agents that are more predictable, auditable, and suitable for repeated business use. Thirdly, using custom GPTs, NateN and Make, calm as complementary no-code layers, AI Agents Bible is built around a practical no-code stack rather than a programming-first approach. Custom GPTs are presented as a way to create specialized AI interfaces with defined instructions and knowledge. NateN, Make, calm then provide workflow automation layers that connect apps, trigger actions, route data, and coordinate multi-step processes. The value of this combination is that each tool handles a different part of the agent system. A custom GPT can interpret, generate, classify, or decide within a defined role. NateN can support more technical workflow logic, integrations, and reusable automations. Make Calm can help users connect common business applications through visual scenarios. For the target reader, this division reduces the barrier to entry. Rather than learning how to build a complete software application, readers can assemble capabilities from tools that already exist. The book also appears to emphasize real use cases, which is important because no-code automation can become abstract if taught only as platform features. By organizing around practical builds, the book helps readers understand why a workflow needs triggers, conditions, data mapping, and outputs. The result is a more grounded introduction to applied agentic systems. Fourthly, designing automations as systems rather than isolated step sequences. One of the more important practical themes in the book is systems thinking. Simple automation tutorials often teach a linear recipe when this happens. Do that, then send the result somewhere. That can be useful for demonstrations, but real operations are messier. Inputs vary, tools fail, data may be incomplete, users change requirements, and AI models sometimes produce uncertain outputs. Dialic positions agentic automation as something that must keep working over time, not just succeed once in a controlled example. Thinking in systems means considering the relationships among triggers, data sources, agent decisions, human review points, error branches, and maintenance routines. This orientation is especially important when AI is introduced into business processes, because probabilistic outputs require safeguards that deterministic software steps may not need. The book, therefore, encourages readers to design workflows with durability in mind. That includes clarifying responsibilities, limiting what the agent can do, planning for exceptions, and making workflows observable enough to troubleshoot. The benefit is a more realistic understanding of automation. Readers are not only shown how to connect tools, but also why stable agent workflows require structure, testing, and ongoing refinement. Lastly, applying agentic AI through use cases, templates, and monetization paths. The book distinguishes itself from many introductory AI titles by emphasizing implementation assets and business applications. The available description refers to around 30 real use cases, more than 2,000 data and workflow templates, and a bonus guide on making money with AI agents. These materials suggest that the book is designed for readers who want to translate AI knowledge into operational or commercial outcomes. Use cases matter because agentic AI can sound broad and abstract. Seeing examples across marketing, operations, content, customer support, or internal productivity helps readers identify where an agent workflow may save time or reduce repetitive work. Templates also serve an instructional function. They can shorten the distance between concept and deployment, while giving readers patterns they can adapt to their own tools and processes. The monetization angle reflects the current market interest in AI automation services, where builders package agents, workflows, or consulting into client-facing offers. A balanced reading should note that templates are not a substitute for understanding. Real businesses often require customization, security review, data governance, and maintenance. Still, the book uses these resources to make agent building concrete rather than purely conceptual. In conclusion, AI Agents Bible 5 Books in 1 is best suited for readers who want a practical route into agentic AI without beginning with programming, founders, solo operators. Marketers, automation consultants, and productivity-focused professionals are likely to benefit most, especially if they already use digital tools and want AI to perform structured tasks inside repeatable workflows. The intellectual benefit of the book is its reframing of AI from response generation to delegated system behavior. The practical benefit is its focus on instruction design, no-code integrations, workflow templates, and applied examples that can be adapted to real business needs. Compared with many prompt engineering books, it stands out by treating prompts as only one part of a larger automation architecture. Compared with more technical agent engineering books, it lowers the entry barrier by centering custom GPTs, NAN, and Make.com rather than code-heavy frameworks. Its strength is breadth and implementation orientation, though readers should approach the bonus resources as starting points that still require judgment, testing, and customization. The book is most valuable for people who want to build useful agent workflows now, while developing enough systems thinking to avoid fragile or poorly bounded automations. If you would like to support Tomastilic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.